lift your song with them from mouth and side. Sing a new song unto the Lord, singing
Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt. This means the standard value of your calendar. You shall report this the first month of the year to the community of Israel on the sign of this month. Every one of your family must progress for its several land. Must be for its household. If a family is too small for a whole land, it shall join the near household in progress, bring one, and shall share in the land, in proportion to the number of persons who partake of it. The land must be this old, male, and without blemish. You may take it from either the sheep or the goat, and shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, and then, with the whole assembly of Israel present, it shall be slaughtered during the evening white light. They shall take some of its blood and apply it to the doorposts and the last tail of every child in which they partake of the land. That same night they shall eat its rotted flesh and unleavened bread and bitter herb. It shall not to be eaten raw and cloy, but rather with its head and sand and inner organ, none of it must be kept beyond of the next morning. Whatever is left over in the morning shall be burned up. This is how you are to eat it, with your lost girls, sandals, and your feet, and your starting hands. You say it's like you who are implied. It is the preserver of the Lord. From this same night I will go through Egypt, striking down every firstborn of the land, the boy man and beast, and its gift, casting judgment on the God of Egypt, I the Lord. But the blood will mark the houses where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you. And thus, when I speak the land of Egypt, no, this dirty blood will come upon you. This day shall be to a memory for feast for you, which all your generation as a celebration with your grace of the Lord at the first institution. The word of the Lord.
Let's
take a cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. How shall I make a return to the Lord for the good that He has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take and I will call and spend the name of the Lord. Precious in the eye of the Lord is the day of His faithful one. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have used my voice.
I will return to the God of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
To you will I offer sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call and praise the name of the Lord. Much for the Lord I will praise in the presence of all His people.
I will praise the God of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath day." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests serving in the temple violate on the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what is this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is the Lord of Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ.
The Son of Man is the Lord of Sabbath. Sabbath is a holy day, a feast day, a day for resting. And the Pharisees, the Jews, also keep in a very strict law, the law of Moses, that have to rest on Sabbath. But Jesus, when he come, he break the law, this law. He did many miracles on Sabbath, and that get the Pharisees and Israelites, the Jews, were angry with him. And Jesus mentioned about David, what David did on Sabbath day. On Sabbath day, when David and his companions were hungry, and they come to the temple and they take the bread and eat. So who was David? David was the son of Jesse. You know Jesse? And Jesse was the son of Moab and Ruth. So Moab married Ruth. The Ruth was a lady of Canaan. So Moab married to Ruth, bear Jesse, and Jesse bear David. And Jesse has many sons, at least eight sons, and one day Samuel was sent to select the king to replace Saul. Saul was a king, and Samuel was sent to choose a king. And he went to Jesse's house and to choose a king. And the son of Jesse, the first son, the eldest son, is Eliab, appeared. And Samuel somehow to anointed Eliab to be a king. But the Lord said, "No, no, not this one. Don't look appears. Look something inside. God sees something different." And then, no, not Eliab. Eliab put on the one side. And Jesse took Aminadab. And someone said, "No, not this one." And Jesse brought Samma, and Samuel say, "No, no, not this one." And on roster, on return, on turn, and Jesse bring seven brothers come.
But Sambo say no, not on this one. So he asks, do you have any sons left? And this is said, there was the youngest son who was herding sheep lamb on the field. And Moses and Samuel said, bring him home, call him home. And they called David, come to home, come back home. And David was very handsome man, handsome, with a gray hair and beautiful and handsome face and green eyes. And then the Lord said to Samuel, anointed for that one, and he will be a king. And David was chosen to be a king. David was youngest, small, but God chose. So David is image, prophecy of Jesus later on. Jesus was the new David. David become a king and fight with Philistine people, especially Goliath. Goliath was very big and strong, and David small, but David face to face and shoot down Goliath down, and he was victor, and people champion and sound. And somehow Jesus was a king, and Jesus the king of kings, and Jesus come to save us by saying, for the Son of Man is the Lord of Sabbath. And Jesus come for us, and Jesus continue to call us no matter what. However, no matter what, who you are, no, this doesn't care, but Jesus call each one of you. Some one of you are tall, some one of you are not very tall, maybe small, but Jesus called you. Jesus called you. So when Jesus called, just follow, like Jesus called Peter and Simon Peter, follow me, and they follow. So do not doubt about yourself. Do not think that, oh, why I'm very short and small. No worries. So Jesus called us to follow him. And Jesus used us as a tool to bring good news for the poor. So to be confident, be strong, and follow him. And whenever we follow Jesus, we spend our time to be with him in prayer, at mass, in meditation, in office prayer, and in personal prayer. So you should have time with Jesus to sit down and pray and look at him in Perna Tabernacle, and look at Jesus, and Jesus care for us and call us to follow him. And we ask our Lady Mary, Mother of Jesus, our Lady Baba to help, pray for us. St. Alphonsus, St. Joseph, pray for us. Amen.